Nick Marino joined alongside Miami Hurricanes right-handed pitcher Alejandro Torres just moments away before tonight's matchup versus Indiana State. And Ale, you got your first career start as a Miami Hurricane last night. Three innings, no runs, seven strikeouts. First off, what was your reaction when Coach Damari told you you were going to be getting the start?
Well, at first I was really shocked. I was like, man, are we serious? And they were like, yeah, but, you know, we're not going to go crazy. Tomorrow's a bullpen day. We're going to open up with you and just do your thing. And I remember going to sleep at night, and I just had a really good feeling. I had all the confidence in the world knowing that the coaches, you know, wanted me to open up the game. And I was just trying to keep it 0-0 the entire time to give our offense a chance.
Yeah, and three innings, seven strikeouts, like I just mentioned. What allowed you to have so much success yesterday? What was clicking for you?
I think it was just JD's been really adamant about fastball command with all the pitchers. Really, that's been the thing ever since we got back from, you know, fall ball and winter break and the preseason spring scrimmages, is that location beats anything else when it comes to pitching, and quality pitches beat quality hitters. So,
yeah, and you were out in Martha's Vineyard this summer in the NECBL, and you really had a strong summer out there. 1.29 ERA. What really clicked for you in the summer, and then how'd you kind of try to bring some of that success into the offseason and then the start of this season as well?
I remember the right before I left for summer ball when I met with Gino. Gino had just told me how to write off, you know, that the outing that I had in the regional against Canisius, and to just keep attacking batters and to trust my stuff, because it'll play. And I just went into this summer saying I'm going to attack every batter and attack every pitch, and just really trying to be intentional with everything and just attack no matter what.
Yeah, and you've got really strong stuff. We saw it yesterday with the seven strikeouts. Now you've had a really good start to the season, 5 2/3 innings, just one earned run. Do you feel like things are starting to click now? You mentioned the fastball command. You're really good yesterday playing your off-speed stuff with the electric fastball. You feel like things are starting to come together for you?
I definitely feel like stuff has improved, but there's a lot more to work for. It's a long season. You know, you don't want to be at your best at the beginning of the year. You want to be at your best at the end. So there's always things that we could work on. And, I mean, there's definitely things I could take away from, you know, the first weekend and yesterday to continue to improve on as the year goes out.
And right now you guys are 4-1. What can you say about the way the offense has given you a lift? Obviously yesterday, yo-yo, 3-0, the home run, 8 runs in the first three innings. How much of a luxury is that as a starting pitcher when you know you kind of have that cushion, and just in general, the way the offense seems like it's clicking right now the last couple of games?
It definitely gives the staff a sense of confidence knowing that you could just attack hitters, because, I mean, what's the worst that happens if they score a run or two when you have a lineup like ours? But again, it doesn't matter the score. It's 0-0 at all times. And, you know, the hitters feed off that energy when you get off the mound off a clean inning. But, you know, that energizes the hitters and, you know, it gets them to the plate quicker. So that's really all we're trying to do as a staff, is get them to the plate as fast as possible, because, as you can see, our lineup can really hit.
Of course. Thank you for your time, Alec.
No, thank you.